With KUT News in Austin, I'm Nadia Hamdan. Austin's local government is debating an issue that will touch everyone in the city. Renters, homeowners, longtime residents, those new East Coast transplants, everyone. I'm here with KUT City Hall reporter Audrey McGlinchey.
And we're going to talk about the city making new rules about what you can build in Austin and where you can build it.
And that's called Code Next.
Oh, yeah.
Code Next.
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 So us KUT reporters have been going to press conferences, listening to city council meetings, and going to community forums. And through all this, we've heard misinformation, confusion, concern, and fear.
So where do we start today?
Let's go to Bolden Creek. It's a neighborhood in South Central Austin. Family income and home prices are above the average in this area, and it's a majority white neighborhood.
Oh, and you went to a meeting there.
Yeah, so I went to a meeting of the local neighborhood association. Austin Mayor Steve Adler was there to answer questions about Code Next. And up to the mic walks this guy, Rick Chafee. He's 49, and he wants to know about parking.
On the Code Next, saw a 50% reduction in parking requirement. I wanted to ask you about that because we already have a nightmare in parking down here in this neighborhood. And
sounds like Rick got a lot of cheers for that one. But what was that he was talking about? Something about minimum parking requirements?
Right. So now in the city of Austin, if you build one unit of housing, one apartment, one house, one townhouse, you have to build two parking spots. That can be a long driveway or two spots in a parking garage. Under the new code, generally builders only have to provide one parking spot.
Seems simple enough.
Yeah, but nothing else about Code Next really is. So here's a question from Rob McIntyre. He lives near Bolden Creek. He wanted to know how Code Next would affect the tearing down of homes.
Now we have the highest rate of home demolition in Austin. We trump everybody. And that's it. How is the Code Next going to affect that?
Would there be a quickening of the rate of demolition? Yes, there might be.
Who's that guy?
That's Jake Wegman. He's a professor of real estate at the University of Texas. He says under the new code, demolition
might happen faster. Would it happen 10 times faster? I don't think so.
To explain this, let's start with a simple premise. Austin's got a hot real estate market. People want more housing because it'll sell.
So if we allow developers to build more,
it's likely that land will become more valuable. But land's already expensive, and right now we can't build much on it.
You can build one house or two.
That's a local builder named Scott Turner. He volunteers with a nonprofit called Evolve Austin, which advocates for a more closely connected city through housing and transportation policy.
You're buying a house, a single family home, or you're buying an ADU.
What's ADU?
It's an accessory dwelling unit, a small house in the back.
Or you're buying a half a duplex.
So one goal of this new code is to allow more units on a piece of land. That gets us more housing and more types of housing.
Wait. But the cost of the land probably also has to do with where it's located.
Right, exactly. That's also a part of it. Land in the central city is more expensive than land on the outskirts. As the value of dirt goes up in Austin, the land often becomes more valuable than the home sitting on it. If someone buys that house, they need to make money back on the land cost. That's hard to do with old homes, so it incentivizes them to demolish and build something new,
which they can then sell for more.
Yes. The concern, of course, is that we'll demolish housing that's currently affordable. But Wegman, the UT professor, pointed out
there already is a lot of home demolition in Austin.
The number of demolitions has been going up. Last year, the city approved 800 demos. Most of those teardowns were single-family homes. One house on a plot of land.
Almost without exception, they're being replaced by vastly larger and vastly more expensive houses.
And who can afford to live there?
Good question. That brings us to a community meeting I went to in Central East Austin at Houston-Tillotson University.
This is a more racially diverse crowd.
Yes, and one woman raised the question of density, more homes in a smaller area. It's hard to hear.
The issue of density. Density is something that it seems that is really a part of the East Austin development with COVID.
Sounds like she's asking, does density equal affordability?
It is really complicated.
UT's Wegman says a lot of what Austin is building in terms of density right now is either unaffordable or too small for a family. He says we need to build more.
1,200 or 1,300 square foot townhouse would probably be pretty skinny and tall. It'd probably be 3 stories tall.
If we can split up the cost of the land among more units, we can sell homes for cheaper than if we were selling just one home on that lot. Turner explains it this way.
Instead of going one-to-one and just putting one new big house where there used to be one small house, you can go one-to-two, one-to-three, or one-to-four. And that lot cost, that $500,000, gets split two ways or three ways or four ways instead of just one way. And that's how prices, in a nutshell, are going to go down under Code Next.
But how much will these prices go down?
Well, here's another builder, Ed Wendler. He's part of a local campaign to stop Code Next.
It may be attainable. Maybe more attainable than the $1 million house next door, but it's not affordable in the sense that I think about affordable.
We will most likely never get housing affordable for very low-income people without subsidies. A new code cannot provide subsidies.
But can it get us new housing more affordable than what we have now?
So I tried to find some sort of real-world example of this. The city of Portland, Oregon right now is dealing with this, and they're trying to change how many housing units you can put on a piece of land. And they asked an economist to break these numbers down. The example they use is a 2,500-square-foot home. Renting that home on one plot of land, they estimate, would cost you $5,000 a month in Portland.
So if you put a duplex on it, two homes, would the rent be $2,500?
Well, not quite. In this example, the land becomes more valuable when you can put more housing on it. So a duplex, each with about 1,300 square feet, the rent drops to a little less than $2,900 a month, which is cheaper than that $5,000 for one home.
It feels like, with the rapid growth in Austin, these urban neighborhoods can't remain the same. Is there anything in Code Next for those people who have owned a home a couple miles from the Capitol for 30 years? Will Code Next force them out or help them stay?
That's basically what Bertha Delgado wants to know.
What protection are you two putting on East Austin to keep us here now?
No. Delgado is a longtime East Austin resident and activist, and she, like many others who grew up east of I-35, are worried about displacement.
Why specifically people living east of I-35?
Well, there's history.
Communities of color have historically been given the short end of major redevelopment or master planning rezoning efforts.
Eric Tang is a Black Studies professor at the University of Texas.
These major initiatives, call it the master plan.
That's when in 1928, Austin adopted a plan to create a, quote, Negro district.
Or urban renewal.
That's when, more than 50 years ago, the U.S. government knocked down, quote, slums in the name of cleaning up cities. The program displaced many communities of color. Now, a new code doesn't directly deal with anti-displacement efforts, but Tang says there are policies the city could be considering at the same time, ways to keep people in place.
Is it an entirely separate discussion? Maybe. But is it one that falls outside the purview of the city of Austin? No. I think we could take a look at what our peer cities are doing. Like Portland.
Portland, Oregon again.
Where there's a right to return program implemented by the city of Portland, which says, okay, if you've lived in these historic neighborhoods that have been gentrified, then we're going to work with you to figure out how you can be in a position to get into affordable housing in those neighborhoods when they become available. You will be prioritized.
It's important to note that under our current rules for building, Austin's already displacing minority populations. Between 2000 and 2010, the city saw a 5% decrease in its Black population. So, Nadia, did you learn something?
I think so. Yeah, I did. But where do we go from here?
Well, there are efforts to stop Code Next, and some city council members want to slow down the process. Currently, citizens can weigh in on a second draft of these new rules. We'll get a third and final one at the end of November. City Council is set to vote on it in the spring.
Should I play us out?
Make it a fun one, please.
Stop talking in codes. Stop talking in codes. Let me know what's up. Can't do it no more. Something happened.
Everything you do, I overanalyze. Breathe in and out. Baby, give me something new to think about.